Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Welcome back. How was Florida?
You know,
Florida.
That was not a vacation.
What was more fun?
That was a trip.
Was it hanging with your crazy aunts or was it going to Disney World?
That is a tough call. That is a tough call because with my crazy aunts, we went to Cracker Barrel twice.
Oh, well, that made it all worth it.
So that made
it. Twice in one day?
Sure. No, the day I spent with them on the front end of the trip to Disney and the day I spent with them on the back end of the trip.
Wow. Where in Disney. Relation to Disney do they live? They live in Central Florida?
Ocala.
Oh, okay.
So it's like an hour and a half. Yeah. Not bad at all. Just a little jaunt right over there. But I'm telling you what, that Disney thing is a racket.
It is
a complete and total. What they charge you for stuff.
Oh, girl.
$20 at the resort for them to bring a package up to my room.
Wow.
$20 to deliver a package.
Could you go get it?
Well, it was really far away. But there were just
I was
like
talking about
stupid
this
thing.
Just last night, I was talking about we went to the Ohana breakfast at the Polynesian Hotel. Uh-huh. Big thing because Lilo and Stitch are there.
Yeah.
I paid $26 for a Bloody Mary.
Oh, easy. Because the brunch, the brunch we went to at the Crystal Palace with Pooh was like $62 a person.
Well, this was outside of the food. $26 for the Bloody Mary.
Nuts.
Why don't you leave a voicemail at Disney's customer service line?
You
know, like the Jimmy Dean sausage people.
Mm. Oh, because they don't care. They're just cashing checks.
That I am really riled up about.
Ooh.
I am really just like furious. And there's part of me that gets it kind of, sort of. But at the same time, it's just ridiculous.
About the Disney culture?
About Mickey and Minnie.
Oh, boy.
Because 2 years ago, when we went down there, this is for exceptional athletes, okay? So special needs dance groups and cheerleading groups. On Saturday of the weekend of the big dance competition, we were at Jacob's Dance Worlds for his hip-hop team. They throw this big party for all of the kids on the teams. And 2 years ago when I was there, and I guess this is how they do it every year. This was only my second experience. But Mickey and Minnie show up. Kids all get the pictures taken with Mickey and Minnie. It's a huge, big deal, right?
The matriarch and patriarch of Disney, basically.
Right. The faces.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And this party is being thrown on Disney property after all the families go through to get there and what we have to purchase to even participate in Dance Worlds, it's a big ticket. Okay.
It's expensive, yes.
Families have spent a lot to just be there, okay? And they don't make a huge deal out of the performances. It's not like they plop them in the middle of the big competitions where there's a huge crowd. I mean, there's a couple hundred people watching and the stage is pretty cool, but it's not like it's, you know, this insane experience for the kids. We're spending a lot of money to be there. And so we're expecting Mickey and Minnie to show up. No Mickey and Minnie. Do you want to know why? They used to charge $10,000.
Oh, my God.
To the organization that's throwing the party for Mickey and Minnie to show up for 1 hour to hang out with 100 special needs kids,
what?
Right?
They get a $10,000 talent fee?
Wait a second. The reason that they were not there this year was because they upped it to $25,000.
Oh, my God.
$25,000. See, I get hot.
For an hour?
Because these kids are expecting Mickey.
I mean, we better
Mickey
get a personal
Minnie.
Experience right? for 25
right?
grand.
For 25.
Like Mickey is tucking
right?
my kids in at night while right. I'm out drinking
You're
around the
kidding.
World at Epcot.
You're not kidding.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So, you know, they didn't have the money. The organization didn't
of
have
course.
The money. From the sponsors, you know, who are used to spending 10 grand,
no.
which is ridiculous as it is, but $25,000, are you
Whoa.
Kidding me? For an hour to hang out with these
Dang.
Families?
Oh,
and they lit. Wouldn't charge that if there weren't jackasses willing to pay that crazy money.
Well, either that or they just don't want to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
you
like exactly
wanna,
what I was
they
wondering.
They just want to price it so
How
high
many people are paying
that they don't
for that?
Have to mess with it.
Oh, my God.
How hard
God.
Is it to hire a couple of kids to put on the costume?
Well, you know it's not like that.
Yeah.
You know what the
It's
what
the training and
oh
all the
God.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I was lit. Still am, obviously. That fires me up
yeah.
right there. That's just jacked up.
It's dumb.
That is so dumb. For an hour. Give me a break.
Cannot.
Right?
Well, maybe Universal next year.
Well, you know what? They have said that Disney is starting to price this party so hard, so high, that they are going
to
move it off the Disney property
elsewhere.
Next year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was at the ESPN.
Sports Center
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, because that's where
that's
the cheerleading.
That's at Universal, right?
No, it's at
it's
Disney.
It's at Disney, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you guys should think about Pigeon Forge or something a little
well,
more.
Well, no, they'll still have Dance Worlds at Disney, but the party.
That's insane
piece.
To me. $25,000.
What a racket.
It is.
And I was mad
racket.
At the stroller rental.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner.
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Jerry Seinfeld is still talking about quote-unquote PC crap and how he feels about it. And Patrick Mahomes' Super Bowl rings. Rings or brass knuckles? Get to both those stories here in a bit. By the way, I'm not knocking you. I'm just Super Bowl rings. Actually, your R looked like a K in that case.
Oh, did it?
But I did not Ron Burgundy it.
You did?
For the record.
Typically, you would. So good for
Typically,
you,
I would. Yeah, look at me trying to pay attention. But let's begin this hour's E! News with Britney Spears.
Yeah, so... The Free Britney movement may have been the worst thing that could have happened to Britney Spears. Sources are saying that Britney is doing way worse than she ever was under her conservatorship. She's completely dysfunctional and having radical mood swings. Mm. And even though she had $60 million when the conservatorship ended, she is now in danger of going broke because she's spending millions on lavish trips to places like French Polynesia and Hawaii. TMZ also spoke with a Hollywood psychologist who has not treated Britney, but his diagnosis from afar is that Britney needs to be back under a conservatorship, and if she's not taking meds, she should be forced to.
Is the money not invested in anything so that it makes money while she, you know, so she can?
Well, I suppose if she now has complete and total control, can't she pull money from wherever, even if
she ought to
invested?
Be able to.
I mean, if it's already invested, can't she get to it?
Pull out a portion of it. Yeah. I don't see why not.
Yeah, but what if she just keeps doing
pulling
that
it
over
out
and
spending
over
it,
and over
right.
and over again?
Right.
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
I know.
I was so nervous about this from the... I wasn't sure that Dad was the right one to be running the show, but I'd seen enough to be concerned about Britney being able to manage... her life on her own without any help or supervision or support.
Yeah, he ain't perfect, but
he may have been the best option.
I felt like he was. Yeah.
You felt like he was helping her?
Yeah, I felt like he was doing the best he could with what he had, and that his intentions were good. But that is a matter of debate, depending on who you talk to.
That's got to be hard, though, for the people close to her to watch all of this.
Are you kidding? They're watching it all the way to the bank. Like, yeah, girl, I'll come with you to French Polynesia. That's what I don't know if she has anyone in her life that is a positive, good role model or somebody that's, you know, going, hey, maybe we should not do these things. I think people hope that that's what Sam Asghari was doing with her, but they're not together anymore.
Right. Meanwhile, yesterday we talked about an interview with Page Six that Jerry Seinfeld did, where he was talking about political correctness and the challenges of navigating political correctness as a comedian. And he said, you know, political correctness shouldn't be a problem for comedians if they're smart enough to navigate around it. But now, in an interview with The New Yorker, it sounds like he's saying the opposite. He criticized, quote, the extreme left and PC crap. Although in this case, he seems to be talking mostly about television comedy. Here's a quote from Jerry Seinfeld. He said, there were no sitcoms picked up on the fall season on all four networks. No sitcoms picked up for the fall on all four networks. Not one. No new sitcoms. And Jerry says that's because networks would rather not do a comedy than risk offending someone. But he says stand-ups get away with more because he says, you know, we're not really policed by anyone. I mean, the audience polices us. You know, we learn fairly quickly when we're off track because the room responds in kind. And when that happens, we know instantly and we adjust to it instantly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, no new sitcoms picked up, though. That's crazy.
No, and I mean, while you were gone, you were asking, you know, what, because you've been a little cut off from the world of pop culture. CBS, like, X'd a whole bunch of primetime shows. We were talking about Hawaii 5-0 or
NCIS Hawaii. Vanessa's show. Yeah, her show got cut.
She's out of a job.
There were, like, four other shows, too, that they cut.
What are they replacing them with, did they say?
No. Probably video. Like, what is it?
My guess is going to be reality shows. Or
reality and game shows cheap to produce.
I almost said video shows, but that's what I'm thinking. Game shows.
Well, how many people are even watching network television anymore?
Exactly.
That's their point.
And so they're not able to charge what they used to be able to charge. Yeah. So they got to put in cheap programming to still show a profit.
Wow.
Would be my guess.
Yep. So, did you guys see Conan O'Brien chug hot sauce on Hot Ones?
No.
No.
I guess it was pretty intense.
Oh, yeah?
In the latest episode of his podcast, he joked that he found a construction site and was able to weld steel with the fire inside of him.
Oh.
And people were driving by saying, Conan O'Brien's pants are around his ankles and I think fire is shooting out of his butt and he's welding a building. He also said he could be an X-Man. His name would be Assweld and he'd wear a bandolier of hot sauces.
Oh, boy.
This is just him talking sober.
Yeah, right. He says after filming Hot Ones, he had incredibly runny eyes, a sore mouth, and a burning wedding ring from hot sauce getting stuck underneath.
Yeah, but it also has to make its digestive process through the body. Could you imagine?
He
if
also
it's
started,
burning that much on the skin?
I know. Well, I'll tell you, I had some issues yesterday from some of the cheese sauce on one of the sandwiches from Bucky's. It was a little bit spicy.
I'll tell you what, that spicy cheese at Bucky's.
Let me tell you about
really
that sandwich.
Up with
you. Let me tell you. He also started trending on Twitter, so a bunch of friends thought he was dead. He said, I did have people say, oh, my God, I thought, finally. Finally.
Yeah, he also told the story of how, like, when he wrote, back in the day, when he wrote jokes for SNL, and everybody's got a different process, but, you know, they have the fabled writer's room, and then other writers, they kind of need, like, solitude to be able to think, and they'll, you know, go off or find a hallway or a corner somewhere in the building, and Conan O'Brien would actually walk into David Letterman's studio back in the day when David Letterman was at NBC doing The Late Show. Because this is during the day when they're not, you know, using the set. And he would sit at Dave's desk and write for SNL.
They had like a covering over his desk to protect it. Our studios were at 9. He was in 6A, which is the studio I eventually took over. But I didn't know that was going to happen. And I would sit at Dave's desk, and I had Dave's perspective, and I would sit there, and I would work on a sketch. And then this crazy situation develops. One in a billion chance where I get a chance to audition for that show and then get it. But if you had told me that when I was sitting behind Dave's desk as a Saturday Night Live writer, I'd have said there's no way.
Isn't that wild?
That is.
Yes.
Manifestation, man.
It's crazy.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Mm. How cool is that? You're just working around all those awesome sets. That's got to be neat.
Right.
Yep.
WWE Monday Night Raw went down in Kansas City last night. And Patrick Mahomes was in the house. He was also part of the show. How exciting is this? He rolled up to the arena with Logan Paul, who's the WWE United States champion.
I feel like a lot of NFL players get into the WWE and boxing. I feel like they're always showing up at these matches. We see them sitting close to the ring.
Yeah.
They're big fans, Jen.
And during the action, Logan was helping a group called the Judgment Day put a breakdown on a wrestler named Jey Uso. So Logan actually went over to Mahomes, who was sitting in the front row, and borrowed his 3 Super Bowl rings to use as brass knuckles.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He that wanted to clock somebody
WWE.
With him. Yeah, so anyway, here's the dramatic buildup and chaos to that.
Kansas City, I got a little something you might like.
Are they Super Bowl rings?
Why are you doing that?
Logan Paul, he just put 3 Super Bowl rings on his hands. Going to use them like he uses brass knuckles. Oh, no!
The guy, so he takes the swing. The guy ducks, and he ended up punching the wrong guy.
Of course he did.
And now, was this guy bleeding? Because if you get punched with rings like that, you're going to bleed.
No, I don't think they do.
Right.
They do sometimes, like
Janet,
they get scratches.
Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
Wait, you're saying, are you implying that that's not real?
They might
real?
Just be faking it.
What are you talking about?
Did you see, speaking of the Chiefs, there's a couple of football things we could tell you about.
Yeah.
The first one is Travis Kelce agreed to a 2-year deal, like an additional deal, making him the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL.
Was it $34 million?
Yeah, he signed a 2-year deal. And then they announced that it looks like Jason Kelce is moving into that Monday Night Football role. He's going to be
ESPN.
One of the commentator people. And Boomer is done. Boomer.
And so is Phil Sims.
Yeah. And so is Phil Sims.
That
There's a
was
lot
unexpected.
Of changes yesterday in the TV sports world.
Yeah. I heard a SoundCloud. I don't even know if it was from Phil or from Boomer. I couldn't tell.
Phil.
Was it Phil Sims?
That's the one I heard, yeah.
Yeah, who said that, you know, despite the fact that this exit is a little sooner than he would have liked, he was grateful for the way CBS, you know, treated him. And
over the years.
He said his swan song was the Super Bowl, and he feels pretty good about that.
Yeah, that's good way to go. Huh?
Yeah.
And Matt Ryan, I believe, is going to take over the role. He just retired last year, I think.
Those guys have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be fun to see Jason Kelce. I always think he's funny. You know,
he's going
to
be on the panel
like
with
him.
Well, who else on the panel?
He seems like so naturally left. To like have fun, make fun of people, you know?
Yeah.
And isn't Tom Brady due to appear on Fox here sooner than later?
We'll see.
Does he still have that contract?
Well, he'll be coming out some point. Who knows?
We got to get through the roast first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, UltimateClassicRock.com put together a list of the 40 longest touring streaks in rock music.
Mm.
Had to have one performance in a calendar year. Could
Night,
be a concert or a TV performance.
Feel like they play every year, every city.
It is entirely possible.
Loverboy. REO Speedwagon.
You know, so far,
sorry,
no.
Jen.
You haven't gotten it. No, REO's on here. You got REO.
Zip it, Timmerman.
Shut up.
I used to go to all these damn shows. I want to see if I'm right.
Well, let's see. At number 15 is John Mellencamp. He's been at it for 48 years, 1976 to present.
Touring, but not the same tour.
At least, right. At least one show, one live show or concert per year.
Got it.
To get on the list.
Remember that one you just played not too long ago where he got mad and walked off the stage because that guy kept...
Well, I saw him just last...
Hazing him?
It was in May he was here.
This past May?
Yeah.
That counts if he shows up.
Yep. And he's coming back with Willie Nelson in September.
Outlaw? Yeah. Happy birthday to Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
91 today.
Yesterday and today. I would know that because in the road trip, my 14-hour drive yesterday, we listened to Willie's Roadhouse the entire way. So they did a couple live performances. They had a live show with his family, and they sang multitudes of his songs.
You're really selling this road trip.
Jacob has come a long way.
Let me tell you. All right. Eric Clapton in Kansas, 1974 to present, 50 years. Cheap Trick, 1973. Mm-hmm. That's 51. America. 54 years. War and Cool and the Gang started in 1969. So they're at 55. Elton John is 1968. 56 years. And then here you go. Chicago, REO, Santana, Jackson Brown, Blue Oyster Cult, and Van Morrison, 1967 to present. And the number one. This is the number one longest performer, the Beach Boys, 1961 to present. 63 years.
Wow.
63 years.
I got to have dinner with Bruce Johnston.
Oh, yeah?
Many, 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 many years ago.
Yeah? How was that?
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was funny because, like, you know, they were kind of before my time.
Mm-hmm. But did you?
I mean, they're kind of before everybody's time. No, because they were after her time.
Okay.
That makes sense. Mm. But, yeah, I mean, the dude, you know, he's my dad. Like, he's that age, and he was just like this conservative dresser. He just seemed like this regular neighborhood dad, you know. Yeah. But I'm thinking, like, this guy, the life he's lived, and he's just so normal and down to earth and just talking sports, and nobody's bothering him. And I'm like, this is a Beach Boy right here.
You can go see him. They'll be at the Fraze Pavilion in Kettering July 1st.
Is John Stamos with them still? That's what I remember.
Isn't
about the Beach Boys.
With them on occasion, or is it all the time?
I don't know, because I thought for a moment there, didn't he take over that role for the tour?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know. I hope he is. I'll go see that show. Meet and greet and all.
Yeah, he still looks pretty stinking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, on the other side of the break, we got three headlines for you. Two of those headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you guess the real headline, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to Madison Beer at the Andrew J. Brady Music Center. Before I knew who Madison Beer was, I thought it was a new brewery that opened in Oakley. We'll see you at Madison Beer tonight.
Yeah.
We'll tell you exactly when to call in for that, but first, let's check the roads. We got Denise Johnson standing
Thanks
by.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.